广五个字经，这小仔有。
Society 13 and Frogzilla Radio proudly present Frog Watch with your friend and host, Big Tony Rousek, a.k.a. Frogs Watch. Welcome back, my friends, to Prog Watch, and Happy New Year. I am your host, Big Tony Rousek, the Prog Squatch. This is the first show of the new year, and I really hope that 2017 will be a little easier on our music and entertainment personalities. We lost so many last year, but I guess if you live long enough, you're going to see a lot of people come and go from this planet of ours. That's enough of that kind of stuff. This is a show about the joy of great music, and I've got another bumper crop of great progressive rock lined up for you. Much of it is quite new. First up, I've got something from an artist I've played here before. It's Jason Rubinstein from the USA, who's been making music since the 90s. His music has been featured in television and films, but he went on a hiatus for the early part of this century when he landed a job as a software engineer. When he was laid off from that job, he started working on music again the very next day. That was in 2014. He's released one full album and several EPs since then. What we are going to hear is a single he produced sometime in 2014 entitled Walking on Hot Sand. Great stuff from Jason Rubinstein, Walking on Hot Sand, a single he released in 2014. Now on to something from a Swedish prog band I discovered recently, a group called Patos, P-A-A-T-O-S. They're from Stockholm and have released 5 studio albums in the 10-year period between 2002 and 2012. They've been quiet since 2012, so I hope they are still going to make some more music for us, because I think they are quite good. Anyway, here's a song from their most recent album, V, or 5, I guess, as it was the 5th album, from 2012. The name of the track is Desire.
Thank you.
Again, that was Swedish band Patos, P-A-A-T-O-S, with Desire from their album V, I guess is the Roman numeral 5. That was released in 2012. There have been some great sounds coming out of Greece lately from bands like Verbal Delirium and Cicada, and now you can add a new one to the list. They are called Chicken, C-H-I-C-K-N, no E in there. And this is from their eponymous debut album from 2016. The name of the song I'm going to play is Omens.
We'll be right back.
more great sounds from the Greek Isles, this time from a band called Chicken, C-H-I-C-K-N. That was Omens from their self-titled debut album last year. Here's something new again, this time from the British Isles. It's a band called This Winter Machine from Yorkshire, and our friend Rob Fisher recommended them to me. They've just released their debut album at the end of last year, and it's a fine piece of work called The Man Who Never Was. From that album, I'm going to play a song called The Wheel.
Thank you.
That was The Wheel by the band This Winter Machine from their debut album The Man Who Never Was.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
Next up, I've got the American band Circuline, or Circuline, however you prefer to say it, whom I have featured on this show before. Last year, they gave us a fine album called Counterpoint, which I was recently revisiting. I do occasionally get to do that. Often, I'm listening to new music all the time. It's a tough job, I know, but somebody has to do it. From that album Counterpoint, I'd like to play a track called Forbidden Planet.
Drought, and I'm waiting now to see.
That was Forbidden Planet from Andrew Collier, Billy Spillane, Natalie Brown and crew, collectively known as Circuline or Circuline. That song can be found on their 2016 release, Counterpoint. Now let's take another voyage of progressive discovery with our friend Dr. Rob Fisher, reviewer at The Progressive Aspect and Prog Radar. This week Rob's taking us on a trip with the new album by Dec Burke. Here's Rob. A few weeks back on Progressive Discoveries, we featured a band called Thence and looked at how music reflects the noise of the modern world. This week we're going to take a look at what happens when music opens itself up to all the influences the modern world has to offer. Dec Burke is a guitarist, vocalist, and sometimes keyboard player with bands such as Darwin's Radio, Frost, and Audioplastic, as well as being a solo recording artist in his own right. In August of this past year, he released his third studio album, Book of Secrets. The album is boundlessly energetic, unapologetically direct, and infused with a strong rock-oriented power, drive, and focus. There is a commanding and cheerfully infectious conviction to the music, which provides a sweeping sense of urgency and immediacy. The songs are incisive, vigorous, and spaciously dynamic, radiating a busy sense of character whilst also conveying serenity and poise. At the heart of it all, Burke wrestles with all the influences of the modern world, treading a conflicted path between optimism and an ever-present air of frustration and even pessimism, which he captures brilliantly in the moods and styles reflected in the music. The album superbly captures the exuberance of belief in the future, mixed with restrained and quieter reflections of self-doubt and the pragmatic understanding that things don't always work out for the best. Life is beautiful. The world is a wonderful place to be. The future is rich with possibilities, but things are not necessarily what they appear to be. Hope is hard won but easily lost, and all our intensity and passion stand forever on the edge of collapse. Now we're going to hear a song from the new Dec Burke album, Book of Secrets, and the name of the song is Hate and Lies. Again, that was Hate and Lies by Dec Burke from his latest album, Book of Secrets. Now we'll get back to Rob's review. Book of Secrets is a hymn, an ode to precarious balance, to tipping points, to the momentum of the pendulum when it reaches midpoint between joy and despair. The music is an equally diverse mixture of styles, moods, and competing instrumental emphases. Book of Secrets is an album with which it is well worth spending some time. Once again, that was our friend and resident reviewer, Rob Fisher. And if you want to find more of his work, you can check out theprogressiveaspect.net and progradar.org. Anytime we do a Progressive Discoveries feature with Rob, you can also find your way to Rob's fine work through the website progwatch.com. Postings for shows with Progressive Discoveries segments always have links to Rob's reviews for the albums featured.
And now for something completely different.
Now we'll hear something from a U.S. prog outfit which was active in the early part of this century, but now sadly seems to be defunct. They left behind an interesting body of work spread over 4 studio albums and 1 EP. The name of the band is Fair to Midland, M-I-D-L-A-N-D, and the song that I'm going to feature is from their last album, Arrows and Anchors, in 2011. The title of the song is The Greener Grass.
Yeah.
That was The Greener Grass by a now-defunct prog outfit from Texas called Fair to Midland. Came from their final album, Arrows and Anchors, in 2011.
The name's Bond, James Bond. And I love progressive rock music. That's why I listen to Prog Watch. It's marvelous.
Hello, good morning, good evening. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Radio Progzilla, which is being dishing you up red-hot progressive stuff, and it's 24/7.
Back to new stuff from a one-man project called The Invisible. This is the brainchild of composer, vocalist, and multi-instrumentalist Jake Bradford. Late last year, Jake delivered a concept album called MK Ultra, whose concept revolves around the aftermath of the American CIA's MK-Ultra experiments, which purportedly related to brainwashing and mind control. From that album, we will hear a song called This Drug.
Thank you. myself this hole, been forced to take control. I have to cut this rope. I don't know who I am, tortured by a man that I know for sure.
That was This Drug by The Invisible from the album MK Ultra, released late last year, 2016. Here's something new from a band we featured here before called UV Traveler. They just put out an album called Storm Chaser, and this is the lead-off track entitled Death's Call. Once again, that was Death's Call from the American band UV Traveler. That song comes from their latest album, Storm Chaser, just released a few months ago, end of 2016. Finally, let's dig up in the attic for a classic. This time I'm looking for one of my favorite albums by a band from the golden era of Prague, a band called Triumvirate. Triumvirate was a German progressive rock trio that formed in 1969 in Cologne, Germany. The founding members were keyboardist-composer Jürgen Fritz, drummer-lyricist Hans Bathelt, and bassist Werner Frangenberg. Frangenberg was later replaced by a bassist and vocalist named Helmut Kohlen, who played on their two most successful albums, Illusions on a Double Dimple and Spartacus. As a keyboard-driven trio, the band drew comparisons to The Nice and Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and even performed their own version of Rondo in their early days. Anyway, let's get on with the tune. This is The March to the Eternal City from the third Triumvirate album entitled Spartacus.
We'll be right back. their way, so confident. They're carrying missiles and spear. Desperation
Once again, that was the German trio Triumvirate from the 1970s, the mid-1970s. I think 76 was the year that Spartacus was released. That was the album we heard from, and the March to the Eternal City was the name of the song. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Next week, I think I'm going to do a Greg Lake tribute. Should be something a little different. I'm going to try to find some things that you may not have heard before, so look for that. And as I want to say, if you like this show and you like the music, please support the artists. Whenever I post a show to progwatch.com, I always have links to the artist's website so you can easily find out if they're gigging, if they've got a new album coming out, or where you can buy some of their older material if you're inclined to do so. Please try to support the artists. Without them, there's no show. Without them, we are much sadder because we don't have this wonderful music in our lives. So once again, Happy New Year, everybody. And remember to prog on, brothers and sisters.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Cause I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house until you get home.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the